So I'm a lady in the world. I've seen a fair amount of dicks. I've asked for most of them, I think, but online, I've gotten a lot of unsolicited dick pics in various forms. There's always like a remote control next to them. I'm like, oh, I'd love to change that channel. I remember one time a man slid into my, just my DMs, not my... And in the background, he was watching Friends. And I thought, that's nice. It's nice to have friends. So in February of 2020, before everything went tits up, I got... I've learned how to deal with them. Sometimes I engage. Most people say you should just ignore them. I don't know. It's hard to say. Because sometimes they want to be shamed, which is not what I did. All dicks are beautiful. So he sent me the picture. You know, more balls than dick. And it's not, I'm not judging. I just felt like this was more of a ball pic, not a dick pic. But I just think if we just have like a little bit of artistic integrity, it might not be like, you know, put a little hat on it. I don't know, something like, let's put like a little scarf on it. Wouldn't that be so fucking cute? Like, it's so chilly in here. So he sends me all of his testicles and a little bit of his penis. And I just wrote back, I'm so sorry. I'm reading this, like, and this is pinned to my Twitter and I won't call it X. And I said, I'm so sorry. Whatever image you said isn't coming through. I have a photo blocker on Instagram. And he goes, ah, okay. Like, this was a big mix-em-up. And I was like, I hope we can figure it out. He's like, I said, it's really useful for women. And he goes, sorry, it was basically a really shitty joke. I'm like, I don't know. I think a shitty joke would be if you sent me your asshole. But I put a little hat on that. And then I just kept going. I could have let it. I was like, sometimes really sad men, and I mean the saddest men, men so, so sad that women never touch them. You know the kind? Anyway, men so incredibly sad and unfuckable. They try to send inappropriate pictures. So I downloaded an app that blocks them. And he goes, you're dead right. They are animals. And I'm like, they? My guy. You're in the zoo with the animals. I love how he's like, that's not me. I don't know anybody like that. I'm like, here we are. And I said, the app is called Cockblock. And I said, which is funny because that's what happens to those dudes in real life. It's like, and then I said, and that is not something I can identify because I am, hold on, I'm so sorry. This is shit. Because I am beautiful and terribly smart. This is awful. Hi, honey. I said, it must suck to never, ever fuck. Now, I don't shame people for not having sex, not really, but I knew that something was happening here. There have been many times in my life when I've not had sex, and that's fine. So please, if you're not having sex here tonight, right now, at this minute, I'm not shaming you, I promise. And he goes, if that's the actual name, here we are. If that's the actual name of the app, the creator needs to be given a Nobel Prize. And I said, it's also really intuitive. And he goes, it's brilliant. And then I said, it immediately sends the image and profile to the local police. I don't know how the technology works, obviously. And I said, and then I'm going to get a call from local law enforcement. And you know, cops love to engage with women being harassed when they're not harassing them. Sorry to my boys in blue out there. My dad was a boy in blue. And I established, I don't know him. I said, so I'm going to get a call from the local law enforcement when I can, then I can come in and I file a sexual harassment report. And then I said, men who have sent me dick pics have been arrested. It's wild. I go, one guy lost his job and his wife. And that guy went, please don't. And I did not. Now, Months later, I don't know how I stumbled upon this, I found out that my tweet was in this book called Introducing the New Sexuality Studies, the fourth edition. And it says, what are dick pics? And then they told my little story. So I guess this is the lesson that I learned. And then, Maryland, if you guys want to get on this, I actually worked with a delegate to try to get an unsolicited dick pic bill passed. And Maryland said, no. No, I should have just forced it through. Thank you.